Father that lives where? Does not give you what you want when you ask for it. Amen. You know why? Because he loves you. He does not give you everything you want because you're not ready to have it. And he does take you to the side and stop you sometimes. He does take you to the side and let you feel the conviction of something you said that was wrong. Amen. He takes you to the side and says, now you can't be doing that. You can't be talking like that. You can't be acting like that. Because he wants you to shine. Amen. He is our daddy's hands in heaven. Will bless you and keep you safe, but he will correct you. Amen. But when he does, and you see what your life is like after he does, if you act, you'll see the rewards. You'll see the blessings that our Father in heaven gives. Amen. Hallelujah. One more love song for this beautiful morning, please. Brothers and sisters, as she sings that song, The one of the greatest things and toys my mother ever gave to me was a soccer. She rolled it real tight and she sewed the edges all together so I can have a little ball to play with in the house. Hours and hours and hours. I'd rather have that than any store that they had, Walmarts, Kmarts, or Cabela's. Those things meant more to me than the things that the world sees is important. Amen. You don't need the money to be happy. God says, I will bless you. And as he blesses you, you will not be in need. Amen. You will not want if you follow him, if you love him, and love each other. This church needs to be on fire with love for everybody. We need to be on fire so when people walk through the door like our brother Sergio, he comes in and says, there's a reason why people are here. There's a reason why I can come back, because I'm going to hear the word of God, and I'm going to be stronger when I leave to do all the wonderful things God is blessing me to do. Amen? We've got a special song today we're going to bring you into church with. We talked to Joanne this week, and she's got something she's been working on. She's excited. I'm excited. I hope y'all get excited. This is a beautiful song done in just a different way, and she's going to bring us into church. Enjoy. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus, amen? That's why you come to church. We got to get on fire, church. My heart is on fire for this church, for everybody. I know we're all together. I know that, but we got to get on fire. I hate to say God saying, well, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for somebody to do this. I'm waiting for that church to do this. What if this was the last day we had to chance? What if we find out later that God's not giving us another chance to do anything in this church? How many things in your head would you say, I wish we would have done this. I wish we had made. This is your chance. This is your life. You don't know how long your life's going to be. Amen. You don't know where you're going, how we're doing. This is your chance. Your chance, Elder Pat. Your chance to make this church shine like God wants it. This is our only chance. Amen. Fred, Nancy, this is our chance to make it shine. We can't hold back. What are we holding back for? That's what I want to ask you. What are you holding back for? What are we holding? What are we waiting for? We got the banners. I'm going to ask. Roger said you can help us put the banners up. I'm going to ask that before the month is over, we get the banners on the church. Amen. That we start calling newspapers and saying, hey, we're here. We got things going on here that'll help you, that'll bless you. Amen. We need to get on fire for this church. You need to look at it. Everybody needs to look at it from the inner part out and saying, what can I do? What can we do to make this church be the greatest church we can make it be? Not the greatest church in Derby. I don't care about that. I don't care about being the best church. I don't care if we're not full, but I want it to be the greatest church we can make it be. Amen. We're changing people's lives. Give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. Stand up with me.
Yeah, stand up.
I don't want a new airplane. I don't got to travel anywhere. I want a handsome church for our Lord and Savior. Stand up with us and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Be seated. Enjoy yourself. Take your shoes off and enjoy church. My daughter is at church today. My stepson is at church today. I'm praying that they get a message that makes them go more and more. They've been going. We're just so thankful. Our little granddaughter is upset because she couldn't be there today. She wants to be. I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm working on my son. And we're just working on people not to just go to church, but to change their lives and get stronger. Amen. To not let what's on TV and not let what's in the world direct their path. I don't want those people directing my children's path. Amen. I don't want those people telling my children how to live and how to act and what to wear. I want them to be manly and stand up and be everything they can be. Amen? Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't care. I'm going to do it. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to God. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise?
Blessed are those who keep justice and he who does righteousness at all times.
Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation.
Hallelujah, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance.
We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done this.
Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea.
Nevertheless, he saved them by his namesake, that he might make his mighty power known.
He rebuked the Red Sea also and dried up, so it led them through the depths as though the wilderness.
He rebuked the Red Sea also and dried up, so it led them through the depths as through the wilderness.
Praise God, your Father in heaven. I got a question for you, Miss Pat. Did you love Jesus before he died on the cross? Anybody here today love Jesus before he died on the cross? So he didn't do it because you loved him, amen? He did it, why? Because he loves you. He died on that cross. He's given you power that you're not using. He's given you determination that you're not using. He's given you this church. Look at this church. You know how many people, there's people having churches in schoolyards, and they're having them in little rooms and hotels today. Look at what God has blessed us with, Amen. Look at the glory that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's show the people what this is all about. Let's show them what God is all about. We can't let people tell our children what it is about. Somebody the other day told my daughter that God is just a bearded fellow, a mystical person that doesn't exist. I said, just leave the fools alone. Whether you believe or not, it's fine. But if they don't believe, then don't believe. But how come they're imposing their unbelief on me? Amen? We got to stand up. And let me tell you something. I know that if you stand up for God, people will stand up with you. If you stand up for what is right, people will stand up because they're waiting. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to stand up and do it. But the more we stand up, the more people will rise up with you. Amen? It doesn't matter what nationality, what politics you have. You stand up for God, and other people will listen to you. You do the right things, and other people will listen to you. Amen?
Amen.
I hear about Bill Clinton. I tell you, I'm not a Democrat. No matter. I have opinions. I'm a right to my opinion. And I say, well, I didn't. But I got to tell you about that man. He saw what happened, and he said, you know what? I'm going to work with people. And those years were some of the best years in our country. Why? Because people listened to one another. They said, I can't do it alone. You don't want me to do it this way. Let's do it another way. Amen? When we all work together, no matter how we feel, how we disagree with one another, when we all work together, we all get blessed. Amen? This country got blessed when we did that. It doesn't matter who the person is, but if they see God, if they see something that needs to be done and they work together, we can do all things in this country. Amen? Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Got to get you on fire for God. Not for Pastor Larry. I'm nothing without God. I'm nothing. I just love reading His Word, and I miss people when they're not here. I pray for them when they're not here. Hallelujah.
We have things to do.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My journey with the Lord begins with the help of my cousin Vidal Ovalle in Puerto Ciamito. I am 18 years old at the time. Vidal and I see each other every day of our lives. We chase iguanas together and on the fishing boat together. When I begin to see a striking change in him, I ask him about it. Amen. I have come to know the Lord, he says. He shares Bible stories with me. I can feel his passion. Anybody feeling my passion this morning? I sure hope so. And his peace and happiness. Listen to this. I can feel his passion, his peace, and his happiness. Is there depression there? No. Is there anxiety there? No. Stay with me now. I have known him his whole life. There's people who have known me so many years. Hallelujah. And he's a different person now. It is not fake. He said, when we're out to sea, we talk about the Bible. Vidal is the first one to really teach me about the Bible and what it means to know Jesus and to know what he did for us, dying on the cross to forgive our sins. I listen. I listen. I listen. Hallelujah. I read the Bible. Two things that he does right there. But I am taking spiritually baby steps, not quite ready to surrender. That's exactly the way to do it. It isn't almost 5 years later that the Lord becomes the center of my life. You hear sometimes of people having great awakenings. Listen to this. You hear sometimes of people having a great awakening, a conversion experience full of white light and full body trembling on the voice or the voice of God. Or even all three. But he says, for me, it is much more understated. I am in a small cement church near the center of Puerto Camito, not far from the dock where my father keeps his boat. I am deep in prayer in a folding chair, thanking the Lord for his blessings, seeking his forgiveness for my shortcomings. The service is coming to a close. Does anyone who hasn't done so yet want to accept the Lord as their personal Savior? The pastor asks. I hadn't thought about that beforehand. I never asked myself, is today going to be the day? I reflect on the pastor's question. I wait a moment or two. I can feel my heart opening, being tender to the Word of God. I can feel the Holy Spirit descending on me, very gently touching my heart. Touching my heart. Are you with me? Come to me, my son, the Holy Spirit is saying. I raise my hand. Please come forward, the pastor says. Somewhere deep inside me, there's an epic flesh versus spirit showdown for my soul. Listen to that. Flesh versus spirit. Anybody relate to that? Flesh says, you realize that if you do this, you will never have fun again, don't you? Spirit, this is about much more than fun. This is about having God's grace and peace and mercy now and always. Now and when? Hallelujah. Grace, unmerited favor. Their grace is God blessing you even though you didn't deserve it, you didn't ask for it. It's his he just says, I love you here. That's grace. I want to walk in grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Much more than fun. It's about having God's grace and peace and mercy now and always. Flesh, you are about to lose all your friends because they won't have anything to do with you. Spirit, if my friends don't want to be with me anymore, maybe they aren't the friends I want to have anyway. Flesh, your life is going to turn into one long, grim prayer session where all you talk about is your horrible sins. Spirit, my life is going to overflow with the likeness and hope and the joy of living with the Lord. Living with who? The Lord. And he says, I walk forward. I am not nervous or hesitant at all. I am excited. Oh, if I can get you excited. He said, I can feel the Holy Spirit with me, lifting me, propelling me, telling me, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you will have power and peace that you won't even believe. The pastor asks again if I am ready. Yes, I am ready, I reply. Soon he leads us in prayer, and already I can feel a burden being lifted. Oh, Lord, people hear this today. People are not here to hear this today, need to be here to hear this today. Soon he leads me in prayer, and already I can feel a burden being lifted. Hallelujah. He said, if it's a burden of feeling, you have to do it by yourself. It is the burden of feeling you have to do it by yourself, of feeling alone and overwhelmed by your own limitations. Anybody ever felt that way? Says, I stand in front of this tiny church in my tiny village and realize that the Lord is giving me a chance to be a different person, to free me from my sins, to be joyous, and to be free. Hallelujah. The Bible says, come as dirty as you are. You understand what that means? The Bible says, come as dirty as you are. Don't clean yourself up or fix yourself up. Come with all your anxieties, all your imperfections. The Lord will give you peace. He will take care of everything. All you have to do is want him and seek him with a pure heart. Not with all your heart all one time, with a pure heart, a heart open to receive. Amen? He will take care of everything. You can't do it. I can't do it. But the Lord can. Let me read that again. He just says, you can't do it. I can't do it. But the Lord can. Hallelujah. Everything in the hands of the Lord. All our days, listen to this, are in the hands of the Lord. I woke up today. You woke up today. Today is the day we have been given. If you don't have understanding of that, I want your tears to flow. I'm serious. Today is the day you've been given. Amen? My friend, sister, went in the blink of an eye. You don't know the time that God is going to take you. Amen? So today, George Mako, is the day you've been given to do all the things God wants you to do today. Today. You don't have tomorrow yet. Amen? You want to walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything is in the Lord's hands. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just fired up. Hallelujah. All our days are in the hands of the Lord. He said, I woke up today. You woke up today. Today is the day we have been given. I thank God for that. That's the first thing you should do when you open your eyes is, thank you, Lord, for another day. I do not take it for granted. Today is all we have. This exact moment is all we have right here. It is the way I want to pitch. It is the way I want to live. Put everything we have into living this moment the best we can, live it again. It is simple. Simple is best. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Oh, by the way, Mariano Rivera, it's his book. That's his life, where he came from, what he did. And there's more stories I'm going to read because they're worth listening to, amen? Because everything he said in there is exactly true for all of us, amen? This man is a pastor. This man is building a church not far from here. I don't want you to go. But New Rochelle, New York, he's building it. You can go anytime you want. Hallelujah. He's building a church. The words that he speaks touched me inside, outside, upside down. I don't care how many times I read the Word of God, right, Bernie? Every time you read it again, something new enters your spirit. Every time you read what you think you know, he shows you something new. Am I right, Bernie? You know the Word of God. It's alive. Every time you get closer to God, he reveals something else and gets you on fire. I want you all on fire. I don't want you complacent on Monday when you go to work. I don't want you complacent on Monday when you're sitting at the kitchen table. I want you excited about what God might do in your life today. Amen? That's what I want. I can't do it for you, but that's what I'm praying for. Can we pray, Miss Joanne? Let's pray together. Father God, today is the day Oh, Lord, this is such a beautiful church. The blessings that you have given us, Lord. The way we came here today, the joy we had here today, it starts here. It doesn't end when we leave. It just starts here. This is the beginning of the river that flows. The beginning of the river that flows from here, from them doors, out to our families and to our friends and to the world. We're going to read that the world doesn't even hear us. And the Bible tells us it's not gonna. We will hear that people will reject us. The Bible said it. They're going to reject us because they're too busy in their self. They're too busy in what they think is important. And when they pass away, they will have the rewards of not having God. They will not know. They will not have Him. Nobody. God doesn't choose to turn His back on anybody. But if you turn your back on Him, then He doesn't know you. Hallelujah. I want to be on fire every day, Lord. I want to grow every day. I want this church to grow. I want the sounds from this church to touch the green. I want this to be a beacon. Deacon Chuck and I have been praying for that beacon, but we know we can't do it by just saying it. We know we got to do it. And every week I get fired up and I get excited more and more about talking about Jesus. I see people's lives changing. I see blessings being poured down. I see a young girl going to Japan. I see all the things that have been taken care of for her family, that people in this church gave, the church gave. I see families coming together, lifting other people up, helping other people, praying for other people. I see joy being grown in this church. I see faith where there was no faith. I see people hungry. I had people ask me about the Bible who 20 years ago, if I even said the word, they'd have thrown me out of their car. But no, this week alone, two questions he asked me, very serious about God. I said, aha, the word's getting to him. Hallelujah. But this might be the day we have. This could be the day we have. We want to do all. We don't want to say, God would say, you know, I was waiting. I was waiting for you to pray. I'm just waiting for you to pray. I had it right. I wanted to hear you so you knew, because I know your heart. I know what you're praying for. I was just waiting for you to say it, to pray it, so that I showed you, you would know it was me and not your pastor, not somebody else, not some role, but you knew that it was me talking to you. I'm glad your pastor led you here, but it's between you and me, God would tell you. That's what we need. That's how we grow. That's how we get stronger for our children, for our lives. Get rid of the anger. Get rid of the wrath. Get rid of the demands. Understand that we grow, and as we grow in God, things around us will change. And have the faith to stand on His word, not judging one another. Never judging, but I tell you this, we don't judge, but you judge yourself by what you say, by what you do, and how you act every day. You look in the mirror, and you judge yourself. You judge yourself when you go to a job, when you go to write an application, and how you dress, and how you talk to the people. You've judged yourself. That person didn't judge you. You judge yourself by your anger, by your faith, by your peace, by your joy. That joy brings other people to you. That's the fruits of what you do. When you're angry, people pull away. That's the fruits of what you do. Nobody's judged you. You've judged yourself. Today is your day. Today is your day to just enjoy God. It doesn't cost $29.95. You don't have to pay me $300 a month. There's no after effects. There's no side effects. There's no other things that are going to happen except good things. God's going to take care and lift you up and show you and comfort you and guide you. The cost is you, your heart, how much you want to give to Him today. And believe that this church is your church. Each and every one of you sitting out there, I want you to just look. Look at the church and say, this is my church. It's not anybody else's but yours. Your church. This is where you come on Sunday, where you walk through the door on Sunday. This is your church. This is your home. This is God's home. He waits for you to come to His home. How we take care of this church, how we show faith in this church, the joy in this church, is how we show everybody else our Lord and Savior. We want more of you, Lord. How many know what love is? Y'all know what love is? You think you do? Love is removing self. Amen? First thing about love, you remove self. Amen? Love freely given doesn't demand. Here's some things, and I'll read some of these. I'm just so wired up here. Help me, because I just want you to understand what love is and what love isn't. Love doesn't envy. Does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Listen to this. Love doesn't behave rudely. So when you say you love somebody and you behave rudely, what is it, right? Amen? Love does not seek its own. Are you with me? It doesn't seek its own. And somebody ever say here, oh, if she can't be with me, she's not, I don't want her to be with anybody. That's not love. Amen? Got nothing to do with love. We see love in this little thing about, oh, my heart, I love you. No, love is so much more. Love is freely given. Amen? Love is the only thing that we can share. Although we have different gifts, although we have different talents, we all are available to one thing. We're all available to love. Amen? To love and to share. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what love does. Let me tell you what love does. And you see, you read the paper, you see the news. Let me tell you what love does, and you see the difference. This is love. Love produces kindness. Amen? Kindness. You love and you're kind to people. When you love people, you're kind and you're considerate. Amen? Love produces giving. When you love people, what do you want to do? You want to give to them. You want them to be happy. You want to help people. Love is helping. Compassion. Compassion is a big word. Amen? You care about other people's needs. Amen? Love makes you do that. Love lifts up. Amen? You love somebody and then you have an argument with somebody and you say the worst things to them. How do we do that? How do we say those things? How do we talk like that when we say, I love you, but... So that person that you love feels like, well, there's nothing left for me, I guess. Amen? Now listen, no guilt, okay? Y'all been married long enough to know we all had differences, amen? You all had an argument with your wife from one time or another, except us two. We never argue. Just saying. Sorry, Lord. Love pulls it back. Love builds up. Love is peace, amen? You know, things come against us. We're discriminated against all the time. Things in our lives discriminated against. My heart's sad about that. There's a hospital in New York. If somebody gets sick, I'd like to go there, but they wouldn't let me in the door because I don't have enough money. I don't have insurance enough to get into some of the great. I see the hospital in Colorado. They show on TV. They do all this stuff. I said, well, why don't everybody go there? Because you can't, because you don't have enough money. Yeah, understand, discrimination is just a word that happens to all of us. Amen? All of us. We've all been there. We're not wealthy enough to go in the best hotel. It's just stuff, and that stuff happens, and we need to rise above. Amen? Amen. We don't hate. We lift up. But here's what anger. Now the world is angry. You see it every day. You can't miss anger. Here's anger. Tell me if I'm right. It stirs up wrath. When you're angry, you're wrathful. You're ready to destroy somebody. And then you demand. I ask you something. I ask you seriously. What have you ever given your children, your grandchildren, your wife, your husband when they demanded it? When have you ever given anything to a demand? Never. And if you do, how do you give it? In a way that just makes you feel awful. Amen? Demanding gets nothing. Demanding gets you nowhere except people running away from you. Anger stirs revenge. You ever hear people talk about revenge? Oh, I'm going to get even with that person. Really? Why? You're still doing good. You're still looking good. You're still got a... Why do you want to get even? Why don't you move forward? Why don't you rise above? Amen? Rise above the anger. Rise above the revenge. Because revenge causes pain in you. Amen? When you're angry and you got that pain, it tears you down. It hates. Anger creates wars. Amen? Are you with me? Anger creates the wars. Those people in those other countries over there, I don't know who they're mad at, but they're angry at themselves. I don't know how anybody can live a beautiful life that God or whatever you want to call him gives you, and the only thing on your head is to take people's heads off and kill people and destroy the artifacts of the world. Artifacts of the world. Whether you believe in that religion or not, these people are destroying thousands of year-old artifacts that we can all learn from and show from, and you can talk about them. They're destroying them. They're so blind in anger, I don't care what they're selling, nobody wants to buy it. Amen? Are you with me? That's what anger does. It destroys towns. Lies destroys communities. Lies aren't from God. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm not going to go much longer because I've got so much to say and I don't want to say too much in one time because it's just so beautiful. God is good, amen?
All the time.
Thank you for that. All the time?
God is good.
You guys are good? They're doing good. Check their learning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let love be without hypocrisy. Oh, right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How about those 5 words? If we could do that, what would change the world? Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in the prayer, amen, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is love. And you say, I don't know, I can do that. But bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words. Here we go, Barney. 8 words that just people get. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Anybody ever been that way? I could cure the world's cures. I could be president tomorrow because I know everything the guy's doing wrong in my opinion. I could be the manager and the owner of the New York Yankees and we would win the World Series this year because I know the players better than they do and what they, and if we go fishing, I know I'm going to catch the biggest fish because in my opinion, I know where all the fish are and the best lures to use. Right, Roger? You better catch some fish. All the money my wife and I spent fishing already. Where is it? Buy a boat, he said. Yeah, I'll buy a boat. Yeah, well, thanks for that. Oh. My brother in Christ wanted company in pain and sorrow. He did. Company in misery. That's the whole thing now.
Be a lot happier if I scored 3 more points on that.
No, listen, I didn't say a word. Am I good? We didn't talk about the scores on the test yesterday. Just thank God you didn't win. That's all I can tell you. Repay no one evil for evil. I know it sounds hard, but it's not. Let me tell you why. It says, have good regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, the Bible, it says, if it is possible, as much depends on you, live peaceably with all men. You know that we can't do that, amen? We know there's people you just can't live peaceably with, whether I'm talking about and some of the other countries. You can't live peaceably with those people, amen? You can't right now. I pray that God would send the Holy Spirit down and zap them so much, then change them into somebody that loves God, amen? Loves their God. I wish that God would do that, but he doesn't do it that way. So we can't live peaceably with all men. It says it depends on you. It says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, say therefore.
Therefore.
If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will have all the revenge you ever wanted. He says, for in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen? Let me explain just a little. Kindness and compassion, even in the middle of a disagreement. Y'all got them, whatever you are, or whoever you got, just say with me, and just you're talking to each and every one of you individually, so when you leave here, you say the pastor was talking about love, and he was talking about my home and his home. Kindness and compassion, even in the middle of a disagreement or hurt feelings, actually unarms the one who is angry. Take away their desire to continue in the battle to the point of causing them to either walk away or have to rethink their own anger, their own self-desires, or have to see you in a different light. That's what it does. When you're kind to people who are miserable to you or are angry at you, when you do kinder things to them, it puts, why are you being good to me? He said, because I like you. Because I love you. I'm being good to you. I don't care what you're doing. I just love you. I'm going to put it on you. I'm going to make you realize what you're doing doesn't matter to me. I love you. I'm going to walk in God's way. Amen. I'm going to be so kind to you that your anger towards me isn't going to have any effect for you. You're going to be frustrated because you being angry at me matters nothing. And so you don't even know what to do. So you're either going to have to walk away or change the way you're thinking. Amen. Either way, God wins. Either way, I win. and then you have to do something. Amen? That's the God. Hallelujah. And I will just say this. Doing the same thing each time trouble comes. Anybody do that? Thank you, Sergio, for being honest. I like that. Because I do it too. Doing the same thing each time trouble comes in the same way always ends up with the same result. Amen? You want people to be different. You want things to be different. Love them. You have to love them. Lift them up. Show them the way. What they do with it is on them, amen? But it takes away your anger. It takes away your frustration. It's like a little boy. You want to pat somebody on the head, you know? Amen? You love them. And you're not enabling them. We'll talk about that someday. You don't want to enable anybody. And you don't want to be a hypocrite. Because I know that my Christian brothers and sisters, when we all have disagreements, we still love one another, amen? So in that midst of a disagreement doesn't mean that I'm trying to patronize you. It just simply means that I'm trying to love you because I really don't want to argue about that. I really don't think it's a big deal. I think that God is a big deal. I think that life is a big deal. I think that love and happiness and joy is a big deal. Amen? I want to do what the Word says to do. Give Him praise and glory today. We can love one another. We can love this church. George Miko, I love you. Dale, I love you. I do. Miss Joanne, we love you. Praise the Lord. You say that to somebody, and they know you mean it, and the first thing they do is smile. I don't tell. If he goes to church tomorrow with the thing, God says, oh, there you are. Okay, well, I got this to do. I'll see you later. How you doing? Hey, let me buy you a coffee. I mean, there's things that we can do as Christians. We got power. Amen? I hate to say it that way, but you got power to deal with other people. Amen? You got God's power. Stand in faith. Give Him praise, church. Love never fails. True love never fails. Many know love is not asking somebody to change. Love is lifting that person up for who they are, what they do. Helping them be all they can be, not to change them. Love is a funny word for us. For God, it's everything. Because I'll read next week where God is love. Hallelujah. To us, we see love so simple, and God said it's everything. It's the most important of all things. It is? Is that from the movie? Princess Buttercup? Oh. Love makes you smile. Sometimes love makes you cry. Those songs we sang this morning,